da Pinchas Medaler by Omar Rabin's family human. Now, there are two days and the Gemara of Shalfuchi Shalom. Nitro Shalfuchi Shalom. Sheiro. Rashi says Shalfuchi Shalom means that if the womb was taken out of the Behemo. So the Behemo is not a treif. I mean, that's a Mishnah. Then Teisa says Shlafuches, he says the same thing. Haini Mimokim Shavlad Munach, the womb. Avol Nikaf Kisa Shesen, if the bladder, the urinary bladder was taken, was perforated, or it was taken out, treif. So the question is, so if when the bladder is taken out, so his treifes should be mentioned. So he says, Shemo have bichlal nikva daki. But that comes, nikav, kisa shesen, nikav, if the bladder is nikav, so it is the same aloche as nikva daki. But the Shin Kubet says, Shemo have bichlal nikva daki. V'yeish matiri, u'mivoshim d'haynish al-fuches. So there's another shita that says no. That actually, I mean, as far as the womb, so that's a mishnah mifureshes. Nitalayim k'sheir. So we don't have to say that. It doesn't have to be even to be mentioned. But chalfuches means the bladder. So that was that 2 days. If the bladder is taken out from the behemo, whether it's k'sheir or treif. Right. Omer Rav Yisib Amniyum, Omer Rav Nachman. Reya hasmucho lideifen. Ein cheishishimlo. If the reya, the long, adheres, is schucho, to, if there is a sirche between the lobe of the lung and the deifen, in other words, the ribs, is in cheishishimu. So we don't have to be cheishish. Maybe this adhesion arose as a result of a nekev in the rein. Helso tzmochi, cheishishimu. But suppose there are two things. First of all, there is an adhesion between the lobe of the lung and the ribs. And in addition, there are ulcers. There are ulcers. So now, if a lung has ulcers, so let's give more further, then everybody agrees that it is chill if a lung has ulcers. But suppose you have both things. In other words, the reya has ulcers, it's also smachim, and then it's chucho to the deiv. So Rav Nachman says, then it's cheishishim. Maybe this is a result of a nekev. Alright. Ma Yehude, Mishmei Davim Ayomar, Echot Zeh Vechot Zeh Cheishishim. In other words, even if he doesn't have ulcers, just that the load is rucha to the deifen, so you're also cheshish. Maybe there is a neck. Now let's see the Rashi. Hasmucho lideifen dvuka bitzalitz. Ein cheshish elo shem onikvo elo talinon reyese bideifen. Vamrinon deifen ze mako hoiso bo. Uch shechoiso kol toho reyet helso reyo tzmochin svi veis michoso lideifen. Since we see ulcers and it's rucho, so talim only makim dido. Alright. So in other words, so how can we test it? Omar Robe, Robin Bashwo Asperly. My Simon Sakina de Cholish Bume, you take a knife, you bring a knife that has a very sharp edge. And you detach it. The long is adheres to the ribs, to the sloids, to the deifen. So you with the knife, with a sharp knife, you separate one from the other. But you have to use a very sharp knife because if it's not a very sharp knife, so then by detaching it with a knife that is not sharp, you might cause a nekev. But if it's very sharp, so then you can, if you do it cautiously and you use a sharp knife, so you can detach it from the deifen without causing a nekev in the rein. Alright. So in other words, so then when you remove the rein from the Dayfen, you take a look at the Dayfen. Is there any marking in the Dayfen? Is there any taint in the Dayfen? Any marking? So if you see a marking in the Dayfen, on the surface of the Dayfen, so that's a raya that the Sircha arose as a result of the mark. But, so then it's muta. But if you don't see any taint, any make in the Dayfen, so then the only conclusion is that the Sircha arose as a result of an Ekef in the Reye. So it's Treif. Viloi machmas Reye Treif. Vi afo gavlu to machke zike, and even though, so if you don't find any make in the Dayfen, any taint in the Dayfen, so then we assume that it is, that it's due, that it originated in the neck, in the lung. But so even if we see that no wind passes, I mean, that should indicate that there is no neck, because if there had been a neck, the wind should be able to pass through. So still, since we do not find any marking in the Dayfen, so we have to attribute the Sircha to a Negev in the Reye, in spite of the fact that the wind doesn't pass through. Alright, Rashi. The Cholish Pum and Piv Chodut, Vidak, Vichitach Yofesh, and Yikrat Chum Arei Bemeshche, Eisem Nadei. Alright. Rav Nechemye, Barit Rav Yeisei, Bodiklo Bipshur. Rav Nechemye, when he had a Reye, a Smuch on the Dayfen, so he took it off, he separated it from the Dayfen, and then he put it in lukewarm water. So in other words, after he detached it from the Dayfen, and he found the mak on the Dayfen, so what did the Gemara say? So then we can assume, we can attribute the Sircha to the mak on the Dayfen. But he resorted to another testing. In other words, so even though he found the mark of the Dayfen, he inflated it, he blew it, while he put it in the lukewarm water. And if he mivatz bitze ma'ayet treif, sharenik. In other words, that was a chumrah, because actually, if you find the mark of the Dayfen, so then you don't have any reyese in the rey. Because what's the reyese? The fact that it adheres. Well, but you find the mark in the Dayfen, so it's reasonably attributable to the mark in the Dayfen. But since it's possible to be mivare, so mimele, we have to be mivare. And so the purpose is that in case it does bubble, so even though we found the mark in the Dayfen, so then we say that there is an ekev, the horai bubbles. But that's only as an extra chum. Since it can be done. Rav Chemi ben Rav Yisif, Omer im Arzut, Rav Yisif, Rav Yisif, Rav Papel, Rav Bine, Hoden Rav Chemi ben Rav Yisif, Atun Ahom Asnitalo. You mentioned Rav Chemi's testing of Bodik Lepi Pshure in connection with Reyas Mechalei Deifen. Anan Adrobe Masnilo. We apply it, we heard it mentioned in connection with Rav Yisif. So, in other words, Rove said that if you have two lobes that adhere to each other, so then there is no way of being moderate. So, he had a way of being moderate. In other words, even if the two lobes, even if there is a silche between the two lobes of the lung, but if when you put it in lukewarm water, so it doesn't bubble, so then we are matrat. So maskiflei ravashi. Haimai, now Tesis mentioned it. Haimai. Bishlei mehochet alun abideifin ikshero. Avu hosom, ihai no kiftrei vevai no kiftrei. Now Tesis mentioned it here, say, ihai inki, ihai minki, ihai inki, trei ve, ihai inki. So Teisre says, according to the Ri, that the Sirche is indicative of a future Nekev, it shouldn't say Inkev, but it should say Minkev. So he said, maybe Inkev means, has the same meaning as Minkev. I mean, normally, so Inkev is past in Aramaic and minke is future. But so Tesis mentioned the girsa vinke, but here the girsa is nokif. Nokif can be used for both, can be used for past and future. So I mean there is no kasha against the rib. I mean from the way the girsa it appears here. Avuhoso mihai nokif treife, mihai nokif treife. Right, let's see the Rashi. Bodle you put your lachish bekuma to make even a piyabo. Im was is a maya treife shar nik vagasina bishle mochet alin bidim nekshero. Vlig as nik reise bidim nekshero. Ma bishle mochet botiklo. Tilo im vat mit zolo yam kren dik vab nismo odach im dikel mislo mit eip in talim bokshero. In other words, in connection with reyas mochet even. So, and if we find the maki in the even, so the sirche is reasonably attributable to the maki bidim. But, since it's actually valley, so we have to resort to that testing. So mainly the purpose of that testing is not to be moderate, because it should be muter without it. But since it's actually valley, there is a possibility that we can be mivare that perhaps it is a treifor. So we should do that. Midrabono, bechatrila. So the whole purpose is to assert it. In case, in the event that it will start bubbling, so the camera's so cause. So there is no problem with this kind of a testing, which is grounded in a chumrah. Because suppose we can't make the testing. Suppose the long disappeared. We removed it from the daven, and we found the mark in the daven, and then it disappeared. So then he'll be made there, Rav Nechemyeh, that we can eat the behemoth. In other words, it's only if it's possible to be mivare, we have to do it. So the whole purpose is to possibly answer it. To possibly answer it. Mashein kein lidab in the case of tartarun in the reye, this rechla dode. So this is an indication, is a prima facie indication of a nekev, or of a future nekev according to the reed. So if you resort to that testing, that means that if when you put this long that had this ear in lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, so then we should be moderate. How can you be moderate? Over there, there is no prima facie evidence that there is an ekev or there is going to be a future ekev. And if the long would disappear, so we would be moderate. But only as long as it's possible to mivara, we do it. So the whole purpose is maybe it will be mivara that it is us. Mashaik in here there is prima facie evidence that it is nikaf or is destined to be nikaf by tartarun in the srichaladore. So the purpose of the testing should be that in case it doesn't bubble in the lukewarm water, that we should be moderate. How can we be moderate? Because maybe, so according to Rashi's Pshat, it is because maybe there was a nekev, but since right now it adheres, the two lobes adhere to each other, so mele there is no vibration of air, because at this moment it's all blocked through the silch, the fibrous tissue that blocks the nekev. But let's say a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, half a year later, it will open up. That tzirch will open up. So then, some men it's treife. Or according to the Ritz Pshat, because since it has to be treife on the basis of the fact that it's destined to have a nekev. So, but right now it doesn't even have a nekev. So naturally it doesn't bubble. So how can you be matter? This is how Rashi explained. I mean, Rashi explained it the same way, but according to the Ri, we have to say it. How could it bubble? I mean, after all, the nekev isn't in there. And according to Rashi, how could it bubble? Right now, the nekev is blocked. Or Gassin, Bishli Mochet Alim B'Dev Nekshem Gassin Eik Reis B'Dev Nekshem Bishli Mochet Alim B'Dev Nekshem Dilo Yim Vaz V'Sol Yam Lim Nekvon Nisn Mo Odach Yim Dikil Yim Yisol B'Dev Nekshem Talim Lukshem Elohe Gabi Tarti Hune Mer Desir Chezu Mach Mas Mako Yiso Hei Minay Diin Kav Treve The reason as to why it doesn't bubble, the wind doesn't pass, there is no vibration of air, the molecules of air. Alright. So in other words, the Gemara refutes this memory that this dike is applied to Rovizdin. In other words, this dike cannot be effective in regard to Rovizdin's case. it can only be effective in regard to Rav Nachman's case, because over there, Mitzad Adin, it's Kshayla, and if the long will get lost, so it will be Mutar without it. So it's only as a Chumre. Some Melee we can do that. All right. Now the Gemara Sekashe, Umi Yoma, Rav Nachman Hoche, that what? That Reya. That Helsot Smoche. So Yisrei Shishilo, why? Reya Smuchol Edeva. And it's also Smoche. Yisrei Shishilo, because we are afraid. Maybe there is a Nekev. But even if there is a Nekev, since the Nekev is blocked by its juncture to the David, so it's not a treva, because that protects it, the fact that it's blocked by the David. So that if it helps it's mochin, so it's reishish, maybe there is nekev. So what if there is a nekev? Then it's treva, because nikwa reya. But even if there is a nekev, this nekev in the reya is blocked and protected by the David. In other words, tesis, the long tesis mentioned that Gemara. So here, the Gemara doesn't mention the name Ume. The Gemara doesn't spell out the term Ume by name. But here the Gemara distinguishes between a Nune and a Nume. So he says, Gemara says, Lo kash, ho so bimokim ribusi. When does Rav Nachman say that even if there is a real naked in the rain, but as long as the Deifen blocks it, so it's kshiro, that is, if the naked was in the lobe of the lung, in the lobe of the lung. So in other words, so then it is mamish in close, very close, I mean, mamish adjoins the David. So then we say, since it's mokim rebise, that's the natural place of the law. It's the natural place of the law. Otherwise, so natural place of the law. So even though there is a nekev, but since it adheres to the David in its natural place, where it because that lobe is mamish in contact with the David, so the melee it's a good protection. Mashein came the case of Reya Smucha, where Rav Nachman says Reya Smucha le David. And the Helsot Smochim is Chayilo. So he has reference to the case where the Ume, the Madalong, is Soch to the David. Now the Ume, it doesn't adjoin the David, but through fibrous tissue, so the Ume, the Madalong, adheres to the David. In other words, there is quite a layer of fibrous tissue, and that continues his Nimshah from the Ume to the David. So since it's not a natural place, the Ume is not naturally located near the David. So the Mele, it's not a good protection, because it's going to be misparit. When the Ume, which is naturally located near the David, if that adheres to the David, so it's not going to be misparit, so it's a good protection. Masha'inke, if the ume is shrucho to the David, so in other words, there is a considerable distance between the ume and the David, but through fibrous tissue it becomes connected to the David. Through a layer of fibrous tissue it becomes connected to the David. So that is also the isparik, so it's not a good protection. And what? So but it doesn't mean that every time that the lobe of the lung, that the nune is rucho to the David, that that's haimel b'sayah. Only certain positions of the nune when it's Ruchot to the Deifen is Einach Messiah. What is it? Veheichem became the Messiah. Where is the natural juncture? Where is the natural position, the natural juncture between the Une and the Deifen? Chituch and Une. In other words, if, can I take this?
Okay.
Now, if that is, let's say, if this is the incision, the cut, the incision surface of the Une, of the lobe, so that is naturally situated near the Deifen. So if there is a Sirche between the incision, the Chituch and Une, the cut of the lobe, so the cut is naturally situated near the Deifen, but naturally it's not, normally it doesn't adhere. It just adjoins the Deifen, but it doesn't adhere. So in case fibrous tissue developed and it became attached through the fibrous tissue to the Deifen, so then we say Haina Rebisai. Haina Rebisai. Now let's see the Rashi. ומי אומר אנחנו נוכל אל תסמור אחרי שלום בכלל די פשיטה לא נקבע הרי אלו עם ההנה לא סמתים סד איפן לא עושה מנוקים ריבוסה במוקים שהורי יבד איפן דילים כאחות where it's naturally situated together they are naturally contiguous adjoining each other וסמוכן תום תלוי מבחק היי סירכה so if fibrous tissue developed over there it's not going to be to open up because it's in a natural position him gak shei ro vikhi omar av nach mal khishi shlo le mailo birikh av khol kenegat u ma gdel if the sirche was between the ume you see so tesis the block tesis mentioned this gemara in other words that as a raya that there is a distinction between ume and ume but here the gemara doesn't mention the word the term ume so kenegat u ma gdel od khim de khay kore yem nadit ven mifrikal istime ואפילו הוכה כי לא ילסה סמוכים או מרחי שישו די תולה בידי וביהו so רב נחמן is only חי שיש if ילסה סמוכים if in addition it has also but לא ילסה סמוכים not חי שיש but אבימה is חילק and he says even if לא ילסה סמוכים so יא חי שיש פרן עקב and how do we pasken so Rashi says we pasken לחומר like אבימה not like רב נחמן ובוק אבימה is וירלם די חיש וואו חומרה אז לינו מיד רייז מוקים חיתוך דהונה שאין סומך לצבו במיצר החוזה ובהו יוחס כרב נחמן די לקה די פולטה ביי אומר רבין גופה אומר רבי יסי בן יומה אומר רב נחמן ראי שניקבו בדייפן סייט מוסוק שיר in other words if it is mokim ribisai if it's in their natural position. Omar Rabbeinu Yehudi Sovir B'Psor. Even when the Une is Soruch, even when the cut of the Une, the cut surface of the Une is Soruch to the Deife, so it's only Kosher if it is that kind of Isirche that it's intertwined with the flesh, with the bust. But suppose it is just attached, but the flesh is not intertwined with the deifen, then it's asur. In other words, if the flesh is intertwined in the day with the deifen, so then there is a presumption that it will never open up, it will never become nispaik. Mashenke, if it's not intertwined, the flesh is not intertwined, so then there is a possibility that it will become nispar. Vuri Samer Bupso, Omer Le Rav Yisil Rabine, Vi Lo Yisov Yichmai, and suppose the cut surface of the lobe is attached to the David, but there is no Sovir Bupso, it's not intertwined. So then it's treifeh. Why? Because it's nikuvoi. Because there is an eke. Yohek isov echnan. So even if it's intertwined, even though the reye is intertwined in the bosor, in the flesh, between the ribs, we still should say that it's not a good protection, because ultimately it might open up, it might become detached. Why should we say that? Dotanye, nikav posel, mipnei shehu sheiseis, teskin gabi chushov, patsu adak. So if the git, if there is an ekev in the git, then it's posel of miko. It's posel of miko, because he's not here at your chayt. So in other words, he cannot have children. Nistam kosher, but suppose someone had a nekev in the git, and then scar tissue developed over the nekev in the git, so then he's kosher long become. Mifneshi omeret. I mean, that's from this Gemara we see that the psul of Petsuadako, love it because, is contingent upon the inability to have children. That doesn't mean anyone who can't have children is a Petsuadako. In other words, if he cannot have children because of the mutilation of the genital organs, so then he's a Petsuadako. But if, so if he has a nekev in the git, so that's a mutilation of the genital organ, and he can't have children, so the male is a Petsuadako. But if scar tissue develops and he can have children, so the male is mutal of the become. So nistam kosher, mifnei shehu male, vizeu psul shachiz al hechsher. So the Braise in Yevomes emphasizes this is the kind of a psul of an Iser that can change. So the Zeu emphasizes, excludes something else. The Zeu limutemai, love limutekai gavne. In other words, why would he say Zeu? I mean, the Tanya of the Braise, the Mishnah of the Braise doesn't use extra words. If he says Zeu psu, in other words, this is an exceptional thing. In other words, this is an exceptional thing. We don't find any other parallel. I mean, this is an exceptional thing, that even though he's possible to be called, but if scar tissue develops, he's mutal to be called. So Zeu psu shechiz l'chshirei. But in another case, he's not chiz l'chshirei. What does it mean to exclude? My love, limutikai gavne. In other words, that if there is a nekev in the reye, and the deifen blocks it, even though it is intertwined with the flesh between one cell, one rib and the other, so there we do not say that it's chizal hechsher. So then it's a kasha. So the Gemara says, loy limutek vum sholom achmas makya bereya denikom. The Zeu emphasizes something and tries to exclude something. Exclude what? The ordinary case of scar tissue developing over a nekev in the reye, not at the juncture to the deifen, but where the silche, where the scar tissue develops at the juncture with the deifen, there it is chizal hechsher. There it is chizal hechsher. All right, Rashi. So it'll never be separated. So the sirche will not last. Now, it seems to me, that when the Gemara says, and nikach posam de shisheses nistam kosham de shemelit zeu psul shechiz al chsherei zeu limute mai lab limute kaidam, as the Gemara says, loy limute kum sholom achmas mak berei deinikum. So if scar tissue develops over the neck of the reye, not in the juncture with the deifen, so then it's not chiz al chsherei, but gabei neck of the git, it is chiz al chsherei. So you could say that perhaps the nekev in the git, when scar tissue develops on the nekev in the git, so that is not destined, you know, to open up again. But Meirata is saying, we don't even have to say that. Monefshech, if ligabe scar tissue that develops over a nekev in the reye, so we say, it's it's destined to open up again. So why shouldn't we say the same thing? Why shouldn't we say the same thing is true of scar tissue that develops over a nekev negid? But the answer is true. It's destined to open up again. So ligabi nekev nereye, since it's destined to open up again, so mainly it doesn't negate the makir of treif. Even though temporarily it is locked, as long as it's not going to be permanent. The psul lo bikol is based upon the inability to have children. Now, so as long as there is a nekev, so it's not the shechvazera is not here kechetz. So the male cannot have children. But if scar tissue developed, assuming that he's going to open up the nekev in 6 months, but in the meantime he is able to have children. So the male is not a potsudako. Let's say if after half a year that nekev will open up again, so then he'll again be also lovely because. But right now the nekev is nistam, so the shechvazera is here kechetz. So the male is mutalov become. So we don't have to say that the mitzias is different in the mitzias in regard to nikaf agid is different than the mitzias in regard to nikaf or nikvare. The mitzias is the same. But ligabe pesuadako is even if we'll know that in half a year the nekev will open up again, so then he won't be able to have children. But in the meantime, he can have children. Maskiv lo ravuk ve bachomen imu inka v'deive lahadir maitrei ve leis nekoves adeive. In other words, now here's the kashe that there is an additional treife that should be mentioned. And how is it that no Mishnah, no Braisa mentions an additional treife? We have, let's say, a nikvare and defensis maso. So if it is bimokim rebesaye, diune, so then it's chayim, because the defen blocks it, protects it. So the protection, so in other words, the behemoth has no basic organic defect, any fatal organic defect, because the defen protects it. But suppose that a nekev will occur in the defen itself, then there won't be any, then the protection will be gone. So mainly it will be a treif, because the only reason is why it's not a treif is because the defen protects it. But if there is a nekev in the defen itself, then there is no protection. So then it will be a treife. So why isn't it mentioned? In other words, suppose a nekev will occur mamish opposite the original nekev of the rei. So then the protection will be gone. So at least the kumas adei. So more the Tarsus says, "Utamecho odom rabitzu bayisi vom rabichelin morosh nikvo v'chobitzes masak sheyo." If the gallbladder was perforated, but if it's blocked by the liver, so it's shale. So suppose the liver itself will be knocked. Now, like this, in the nekev in the liver is not matter of the main. As long as part of the, as a minimum liver remains, whether kazayis or mashir, as long as a minimum liver remains, so even if the bulk of the liver was cut out, so it's still shale. So it's still shale. So, but ilu in kavkot. So that by itself. So more should be called chomisachas b'kshel. So suppose ilu in kavkot ladio. Suppose that the kovid was previous mamish opposite the nekev of the gallbladder. My dream was, so then the protection is gone. So listen, the kumas akalvet. Elo, so why doesn't the Mishnah mention Nikulas Akovet and Mukhtaites? But the simple answer is, Elo kenikva de lav nei mitrefe loikotone. In other words, the Mishnah, the Braise mentions treifes that are treifes because of this mark. But here, in the case where the Moro was Nikva, Well, the moro was nikvah. The kovetz is masr. So then the comet itself was pierced, was punctured. So then it becomes a treven, not because of the nekev in the comet, but because the nekev of the gallbladder ceased to have a protection. So the nekev of the gallbladder is mentioned. So we don't have to mention, the Tana doesn't have to mention nikva deven in connection with the case where there was a nekev in the reyeh, but that was blocked by the deven, and then the deven was punctured. So because then it's not treve because of the nekev in the deven, it's treve because of the original nekev in the reyeh. But until the deven was punctured, so it had protection. Now it doesn't have protection. Because it means not attached, it means intertwined. Uvichumes Rav Sarsholem going kosar. The bein soich v'sovich, ubein soich v'sovich, ubein boi soich v'sovich. Kshel. Now it's not like Rabbi. So the goyen, Rav Sarsholem goyen doesn't pass like Rabbi, because according to Rabbi. So when is the chero? When is the deifen a protection against the nekev in the reye? Only when it's tzovich. And Rav Sarsholem goyen paskens that even if it's not tzovich, it's still in protection. Now, how Rav Sarsholem goyen is not chilek on Rabbine? The answer is Rav Sarsholem goyen holds that it's only Rabbine who says that it's only kosher if tzovich. Sorry, but Rav Nachman himself is chilek. Since Rav Nachman doesn't mention this prerequisite, so Rav Nachman shiteh is the treyeh shenikva v'deifens et masa kshero, period. Regardless whether it's over b'sore or not over b'sore. But Rabbine is chelik Rav Nachman. And Rabbine says, only if it's over b'sore, then the deifen is a protection. So meiles, it's a machleket between Rabbine and Rav Nachman, Rav Sarsholem goyen paskens like Rav Nachman. Kshero, v'les hilchasik Rabbine alek Rav Nachman. The Rabbine is not explanatory of Rav Nachman. That he is chilek Rav Nachman. Why doesn't the Gemara? If Rav Nachman had also agreed with Rabbine's chiluk between Sovich and Oiv Sovich, so the Gemara could have given a teretz. Why doesn't the Gemara give that teretz? The answer is because according to Rav Nachman, even if it's loy Sovich, it's kshem. Even if it's loy Sovich. Voy min poich av yisil Rabbine, veloy Rav Nachman. Mashmal Rav Nachman, loy Sovich, veloy Sovich. Even though it's not intertwined with the poso in the day. Oh, so many Rav Sarsholem goyim paskens like Rav Nachman that it's kosher even without being misuch. But the question is, now if there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rabbine, so we have haloche that haloche kibasroye Rabbine and Rav Ashi, they were the last ones of the Chachmei HaKabole. So maybe we should pass like Rabbine, not like Rav Nachman. So he says that this Rabbine is not the Rabbine who was the Chisim HaTalmud together with Rav Ashi, but it's an earlier Rabbine. Because the Rabbine, Stam Rabbine, that's the Rabbine, that's the second Rabbine. And he was the contemporary of Rav Ashi. And he was born on the day when Rove died. That's what the Gemara says. But this Rabbine, since Rav Yosef was Chelikanim, so he lived much earlier. The poor Rav Yosef was Aldor, Uvil Kastrevish Rabbine Gershin Kosab, the Rei Asmuchali David, Avim Mokim Ribesaye, the Une, Usrucho, Usrucho, Biboso, Shebin Atzloi, so Bitzloi Satzmon, but Kinelot, so we still require a Bdikim. Benifiche, we have to inflate the lung. Im Atzlois, oi geir in Abosal, im Amsirche, um Napchelo, im Eilu Benifiche, Ekshero, dichim shasircho kayemes, visi semes kol aneke, lo yisparekeit, kibin dim mokim rebisayikain. So Rav Negershin says, that even Reya Asmuch ala David, and even if it's Obich, so then, according to everyone, it's Ekshero, but it's not Ekshero just like that. It is Ksheiro if we resort to that Bdiki. In other words, if it's not Smuchali Deifen, let's say, any other Sirche, so even if you make it Bdiki, and let's say it doesn't bubble and no wind passes, it's still Aso. It's still Aso. Because the Gemara refuted the memory that Rav Nechemyeh, Rav Nachemya mentioned his din of a dike ligabi hartet artuuna disriche the ladon. That was nit. So, but in the kein regard to the case of isirche that is muholi deiven, so there with the dike it's sheol, but without the dike it's not sheol. Without. Was gar kein tuntres pirish die sollen sorge hanen dafke mit wasser schon das lois aber so is atsmon loy mit mute next stages loy mit mute khum shalom mach was mache mit reya khana aber was mei mal mit mute shalom mit kimte besai now die morgen fer boy mit ne rabbe ba khone mit shmuel hel so tsmoch im au so big four so this is explains vi hod omalil de khishma han besukh le david mohammed sash sheikh mach was nek. But now the Gemara is discussing without any seer. Suppose you just find ulcers and the lung. Is it ksheir or not ksheir? Omale ksheir. It is ksheir. And when do we say chayishi? That is, if you have two facts combined. In other words, a sirche plus a sirche asmuch al deipen plus smochim. But smochim without a sirche is ksheir. Is ksheir. Omale afaniyim akei. But some of the Talmidim hesitate. The Omar Rav Masne, Malye Mugle Treifo, Mayim Zakim Ksheiro. That's in connection with the kidney. That if the kidney has an ulcer that is full, that is filled up with pus, with putrid liquid, so it's Treifo. But if the ulcer and the kidney has clear water, then it's kshel. In other words, because if it has putrid liquid, so then it's a diseased kidney. But if it has clear water, so it's not such a diseased kidney to make it clean. So in other words, we see that certain ulcers, if the ulcers have putrid liquid, so then it's right. Ligabi kidney. So the same thing should be true or belong to. Omalei hahu bichul yidma. Hahu bichul yidma. This aloche that malia mugle is right. Only applies to a kidney, but it doesn't apply to it. Doesn't apply to it. Now. So there is a remarkable thing. On one hand we see
more vulnerable as far as craving is concerned than the kidney, because the lung, if you just have a neck in the lung, so it's like kidney, even the whole kidney, not only a nikama kidney, I mean it's kshel. Even if the whole kidney is taken out, and even if both kidneys are taken out, it's still kshel. So what is more likely to become, what is more vulnerable to treifes between the two, a lung or a kidney? So it seems a lung is more vulnerable. On the other hand, in case of ulcers, so if you have an ulcer that is filled up, that has putrid liquid in the lung, it's kshel. But if it's in the kidney, it's treifes. We have to understand that. So if we say that treifes is just exerts a cause of halacha mishum sinai like kasha shidoran, so it's not such a big kasha. So this treifes included in halacha mishum sinai, and that treifes is not equal. But according to many Rishani, the ein echayo is not a coincidental fact. It's an essential fact. Whether it's an essential fact in the sense that the inner chayo makes it in the treifa, or it's an essential fact in the sense that the inner chayo is just an indication that the defect is a basic organic defect, not a trivial organic defect. Whatever, but in other words, the inner chayo is a basic fact. So how is it? How is it that on one hand we see that certain makis in a kidney are more serious than in the lung? On the other hand, in the lung, so you just in a kef in the lung is straight. In a kef in the lung is straight. And the kidney, so even if both kidneys are taken out, it's still shared. Now, we saw that according to the Rambam, so there are two halachas of treifes, as the Nitziv points out. One halacha of treifes is grounded in halacha l'mishum Sinai, and the ein echayo is only a simen. It's an accidental fact, and it's only a simen. And as a simen, it only means that without therapy, without any therapy, without any medicines being administered, so it's not chayo. As is, but with medicines being administered, so then it could live. And then there is another aloche of treifo, which is grounded in the native omus. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions another treifo, Mitlechielien, that is not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, only by implication. So because of that aloche. Okay, the aloche. And the Nitziv points out that in this kidney, is treife, according to Rambam, not on the basis of the halacha l'mishum Sinai, but on the basis of netalomus. Now the question is, monefshech, I didn't discuss it at that time. Why is it? But I didn't discuss it at great length. Now, according to the Rambam, that there is a special halacha of treife that is grounded in the fact that it's netalomus, that is grounded in the fact of Nikolomus, and in order to be treife on the basis of Nikolomus, so there shouldn't be any cure. But suppose there theoretically, on a theoretical level, there is a cure, but except that we don't have good doctors. The doctors don't know anything. So then it's not a treife. So Nitlechio Elien is a treife because even theoretically there is no cure. So the Rambam says in the Chuves, because if the upper jaw is completely removed, so then the breathing, so the elements of nature, so in other words, so the organs, the breathing organ is exposed, so then the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing, and it's mainly its natal lungs. So that means there is no possibility of a cure. Now the question is, how about Nitlakoids? Could a behemoth live with both kidneys being taken out? So we said that according to the Rambam, it's a raya that theoretically, at least, it's possible to make an artificial kidney, a transplant, of an artificial kidney, and that, and then the behemoth will be able to live the normal span of life. So just because we don't, just because medicine is not so advanced as to make this kidney transplant, artificial kidney transplant, a plastic kidney, so it doesn't mean that it's an natal humus, because in order to be considered a natal humus, it must be natal humus without the possibility of a cure. But if it's natal humus because medicine is not sufficiently advanced, then it's not considered natal humus. So the question is, how about Nitlachia? How about Nitlachia? So then we could say that by in regard to kidneys, so there is a cure. In other words, because you could make a plastic transplant, a plastic kidney. You could transplant a plastic kidney. So how about Nitlachia? So I mean, why couldn't it, shouldn't it be possible to make a plastic upper jaw? I mean, why should it be possible? Maybe you can't, I don't know. But it's not so reasonable. I mean to say that there is no possibility of a cure for Nitlachelien, but there is a possibility of a cure for Nitlachelien. Doesn't it? I mean, I'm not a doctor, and I certainly couldn't even take a guess. But it doesn't seem reasonable. I mean, Monefsheh, if you could make a plastic kidney and enable the behemoth to live, so why couldn't we make a plastic lechi or any? So still the Rambam says it's natal humus. So why is it natal humus? Because without a plastic lechi or alien, it would be natal humus, because then the elements of nature would interfere with the breathing organs, as the Rambam says in the Tshuva. So Mele by Nidlat Loyes too should be treife, even though it's not included in the Alochal Mishim Sinai. So it should still be a treife. So it seems to me that there is a basic difference between Nitlachelien and Nitlachelien. Because all the Rishonim mention the difference between Treife and Geiseses, that is Nitlachelien. In other words, when is it a Treife? If the Nitlachelien originates in a certain organic defect, in a certain organic diminution, Nika, Nita, Nechtach, whatever, Nifsak, I mean the eight categories of Treifes. So all the eight categories of Treifes, whether it's Nika, or Nifsak, or Nitulo, or Nechtach, so they all have one common denominator. They all represent a certain basic organic defect. But if the behemoth is natal humus because of a malfunctioning of a certain organ, not because of a certain diminution of a certain organic chisor, so then it's not treife, then it's geseses. Then it's geseses. So memele, apparently the shittes of Rambam is, when the Rambam says nitlach elyon is treife on the basis of natal humus, it's not that the Rambam was sure that there couldn't be any possibility of a cure. Why shouldn't there be a possibility of a plastic lechi? I mean, there's no reason. If you could have a plastic kidney, why couldn't you have a plastic lechi? But the fact that you could, and the behemoth could live with an artificial organ, a plastic artificial organ, so that does not diminish the natal humus of the behemoth, because as long as without an artificial organ being transplanted, so it couldn't live, so mele, that means that the machmas, the organic defect, it's natal humus. But you can transplant an artificial organ, but as far as its organism is concerned, so it has a certain organic defect, not just a malfunctioning of an organ, but it has a certain organic diminution, a certain organic chesom, a certain organic defect that makes her natal humus. Makes her natal humus. That's the reason as to why Nitlachelien is treife, even though through surgery make a plastic lechelien and then on the behemoth, and then the elements of nature will not interfere with the breathing organs. Oh, So then you ask, so why you need to act like this, even if the answer is this, because this is, I mean, that everybody knows, that if one kidney is removed, then it doesn't affect the normal span of life of the behemoth, or the human being. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't affect. So, now, so since there are two kidneys in the behemoth, two organs in the behemoth, and each cloyo is a separate eva, alpidin is considered a separate eva. So, mele, now, in the case, when do we say, now, since the Rishayim distinguish between treife, where it's natal almost because of an organic chisor, because of a certain eva that is missing, or is because a certain eva is mutilated, because of a certain organic defect, and natal almost of geiseses, because of a malfunction, so that's not treife. In other words, let's say, it seems to me that if the heart stopped working in the behemoth, and then the behemoth was still respirating, and within the few minutes that intervened between the termination of the heart, of the heartbeat, and the respiration, a sheikhet managed to share the behemoth, that the behemoth would be mutarif. That's how it seems. Now, as long as there was no organic defect in the heart, but for some reason it stopped working. So in other words, even though it's natal almost, it couldn't live for more than 5 minutes. For 5 minutes. But, so that's a malfunctioning. It's not because of an organic defect. So mimele, in the case, so nidwa kloyes, it couldn't be treife. Because suppose one kidney would be removed. So then it wouldn't be a treife, because it's not a basic organic defect. Because all the functioning would be taken over by the other kidney. So mimele, but both kidneys were removed. So since one eva, the removal of one eva, couldn't make it into a treife, so the removal of two evorim is like a malfunction. When can a behemoth, true there is a halacha of natal omus, but this halacha of natal omus is also based upon a certain organic defect, because of a chisong of a certain eva. But here, so if, let's say, the behemoth would become natal omus because of the removal of one eva, of one kidney, then the halacha would be that it's natal. But since there are two kidneys, and when you remove one eva, so then it's not a treife, because the life, the functioning of the behemoth is not affected in any way. So, but you remove both evorim. So, when can a behemoth be treife because of the chisong of an eva? Only if the chisong of one and the same eva results in a natal omus, is a basic organic defect. But if the chisong of one eva is not a basic organic defect, but only the tzilut of the chisong of two evorim, so that's like a malfunction. So that's why it's not treife. Masha'inkein in the case where a one kidney is diseased, let's say it's maldi mugle, it deteriorated, so then it's even more likely to become treife than in connection with the lungs. Because over there, so if, let's say, now this happens many times, that it happens in men, I mean, I'm sure that the same thing is true of behemoths. So if, let's say, one kidney becomes diseased, so you have to remove that kidney immediately, otherwise the person will die. So mimele, that means, so when it's malia mugle, and malia mugle is not just a malfunctioning, because there is an organic defect, there is mugle, there is pus in the kidney. So mimele is, so there it is natal omus because of a certain organic defect in the one and the same kidney, not because of the tzilut of two organic defects in two separate kidneys. So there it's there.
Right.
Rav Hitzor, yes. No, because that's the mitzvah. I mean, and if you ask doctors, they'll tell you. I mean, that any infection in the kidney is more serious than an infection in the lung. So, because by reye, you see, by reye, so if you have an ulcer, even though it has muglin, it has pus, putrid liquid, so it's not fatal in any way. It couldn't be fatal. But in a kidney, a diseased kidney is more serious than a diseased lung. I mean, this is well known. The only difficulty was, why does the halacha say that nitla akloi, so it's kshel? I mean, it certainly couldn't live with both kidneys being taken out. All right. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef avakozel basre de Rav Yirmiyeh v'shukin taboch. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef walked after Rav Yirmiyeh in the market of the butchers. Chazine lahano de kaimen tzimche tzimche. So he saw ulcers and the lungs. Omalei liboye marumtze. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said to Rav Yirmiyeh, don't you want any meat? I mean, my Lord, so he advised him, he urged him to buy that meat, even though the lungs had ulcers. Why? Because it's kshayo. Omalei lesle prite, I don't have any puts, I don't have any cash. Omalei akfen, ano. So I'll lend you money, no problem. Omalei ma'erit loch, what should I do to you? You see, he didn't want to tell him the reason as to why he wasn't buying. So he gave him an excuse, he doesn't have any money. When this was presented for Rabbi Yechanan, in other words, a behemoth, a lung of a behemoth that had ulcers, Mishabu Likam de Rabbi Yudah Barab Shimon. The Meir Ebe Mishmei de Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon Leteir. So in other words, so he sent them to another Chochem, that he should be mate. But he himself didn't want to be mate. Not that he held that it's awesome. Not that he held that it's osa. So he says, so Rashi says, V'lei lo yisvirale, v'rabi yichanu yisvirale l'achshur, u'mitref name l'habitorot l'inilei, lo yishvirale m'rabi. So Rashi assumes that it's not that Rabbi Yechanan had misgivings. Maybe a long reye that has ulcers is straight. Because if he himself had really misgivings about it, so then he wouldn't send any person to a chochem who is moderate, because after all, in his mind, it's a sophic dream. So Rashi says, no, he was also sure that it's kshayo. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to pass me a shaila that he didn't hear a psak from his rabbi. But he himself held that it's kshayo. But he still didn't want to pass. As the Gemara says about Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Loza ben Hurkanes, that Leoma Dovo shall Shoma mi piramis. So that was his death. But, so Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to pass. But he was sure that it's kshayo. Masha'in came, he will, if he had held that there is a Sophie, then he wouldn't have sent to anybody. The Meir, he has a whole discussion on it. I mean, because you see, the Meir, he took notice of what of Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, "V'lei lo yisvirale, Rabbi Yechanan lo yisvirale l'achshure, u'mitref name leha betorot leinilei, v'lo yishmiyale merabim." Yishmiyale merabim. Now, dovo sharobu matirot, u'miktsas yechidi meisri, rou leize min amushochim acharoni se'ah, shaloi machmas rayeh, Elo kinimshach. Now from Rashi's pshat, it's mashma, really, There seems to be a big chiddush in Rashi. It's mashma that Rabbi Yechon himself wasn't sure. You see, you could explain the Gemara like Rashi, but in a different way. In other words, that he himself was sure of the discussion, but he didn't want to be machshir it, since he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yechon. He didn't want. But from Rashi, it's mashma. The lady sphere lady, Rabbi Yechon, the sphere lachshir. Had Rabbi Yechon been sure that it's kosher, then he would be machshir. But he himself didn't hold that it's kosher. I mean that it's valid kosher. It's sphere lachshir. So in other words, so he himself was disposed towards the view that it's straight. So let him pass it straight. So he didn't want to pass that it's straight. Und nicht auf Namen habe ich doch nicht meine Lehre, du willst schmier in der Rabbi. That's very strange. Rashi could have explained that, in other words, that on the contrary, he also held the discussion. But he didn't want to pass the discussion, since he didn't hear it from Rabbi Yisrael. He just says the reverse. He says, Lehre Yisrael, Lehre Rabbi Yisrael, Lehre Yisrael, Lehre Yisrael. That's how it's much more for Rashi. Yisrael, Lehre Yisrael. So let him be matrifet, and mitrif name lave torifor, nilei. Why we shmir in a rabbi? So it means, this implies that Rabbi Yechon himself held that it is straight. But he didn't want to be matrifet, because he didn't hear it from his rabbi. So what does it mean? That if a shayla is presented to a chochem, and he thinks that it's osir, but he didn't hear it from his rabbi, so he shouldn't say that it's straight. I mean, he should allow people to behave like so him. I mean, and it's even if it involves an Isra Rabbanon, how can he do that? And it involves not an Isra Rabbanon, it involves an Isra Raise. I mean, so what's the pshat in Rashi? So Rashi is very strange. Rashi. So you could, as a matter of fact, you could read it in Rashi. V'leil l'sfir l'il Rabbi Yechon l'sfir l'achshire u'mitref name l'abitorif l'nileg l'shmil in Rabbi. In other words, he didn't want to commit himself because he didn't hear from his rabbeisov one way or the other. So maybe he didn't want to be machshiret and he didn't want to be matrefet. But he really held that there is nothing wrong with it. But that's not the Pashtas Haloshni. You could read it into Rashi. But the Pashtas Haloshni is V'lei l'sfir l'il Rabbi Yechon l'sfir l'achshure. Period. U'mitref name l'avetoy u'l'lei l'shmir l'merav. But anyway, let's see what the Miri says. Dover Sharobo Matir, who mixes as Yechid in Israel, Rohu Leizem in Amshochi Machare Yisea, Shalui Machmas Rieh, Lekinim Sharachov Machmas Tzitz. V'yira Shalui Minisiyaya Bekach, Lifnei Hanei Agim Beheta. So he says, If Gudrov Poskim Amatir, but there is a Miu to Aser, Rau leize min amishichim hanimshochim acharisea shaloi machmas raye elokim nimsha achov machmas chsides v'yire shaloi leisiyaya v'kach lifnei aneya gmega. In other words, whole halacha he deduces from this gemara. In other words, if rov poskim amat and mixas yechidim areis, let's say, take a good example. Maybe some Hungarian rabbonim will not approve of this being used as a good example. Let's say Holobako. So I mean, most daily say, including Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that there is no shaila. I mean, you can drink any milk today. And even according to the Prichodosh, so it doesn't even have to be discussed, because the Prichodosh shita is that it's not a Dovah Shebeminyan, Holobako. The Chachomim never asked Holobako. The Gemara says that Cholov Shechol Ve'yakum Bizman Chazal, when the goyim who are accustomed to milk behemis meim, let's say chazer or igomol or what, so memele it was a real sofik. So he says while he lived in Cairo, so the Yishmaelim in Cairo were accustomed to drink Cholov Malo. So he didn't drink Cholov Akum. But then when he moved to Holland, to Amsterdam, and even the goyim, no one among the goyim drinks milk other than cow's milk, so he started to drink milk. That's the kule of the Prechodosh. Because the Prechodosh is that there is a fundamental distinction between Gvinas Akum and Cholav Akum. Gvinas Akum, so the Chachomim made the Gzeira. So the Rambam says, even, why did they make the Gzeira? Because they curdle it in remnant, in veil. So the Rambam says, so since it's a Dovah Shebimiyam, even if it was curdled in vegetables, even if it was humad bitzmochi in vegetables, so it's also awesome. So it's also awesome. I mean, today they make cheese and they use a vegetable stabilizer, curdler. I mean, so it's also awesome if it's gvinas akum, because it's a davar shebimiyan. But cholov akum is not a davar shebimiyan. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that cholov shechol veakum vein Yisrael rei says awesome. Because Bisman Chazal, so the goyim used cholov mint ameis, and maybe there was a suffix for every cholov of a goy. Maybe it's a cholov of a chazer or a gomel or whatever mint. So this is the prechodsi. The chasam sefer is chayyut, and the chasam sefer says that it's a dovah shemini. Even though there is a raya from a tshuva from a goyim like the prechodsh, but the chasam sefer is chayyut. And the prechodesh. That's the reason as to why Hungarian Jews are so machmir in regard to cholov akum, because of the chasam sefer. But many gedolim say, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, that since there is government control in this country, and if someone will sell, let's say, cow's milk, I mean, and then it will turn out that it wasn't cow's milk, it was milk of new tummy, he could be criminally prosecuted. So mele, it's like Yisroel Reise. It's like a shifcho. A shifcho nochis that is chilin de behemo, and then Yisroel is yitzel v'nichnas. So then it's muta. Why is it muta? Because miotas. So today it's also miotas. Because he could be prosecuted. I mean, all right. But there are some Hungarian rabbonim who ask a cholov akum with the government control. So that would be a good example. Dovo sherobu matiru. Umikzas yechidim eisrim. Now, no one should think that I don't observe cholov. I mean, it's already 25 years that I didn't drink a drop of cholov akum. I mean, but this is the truth. I mean, you can't abstain from the truth. There is really no shaila that cholov akum is muta, even according to some sefer. But still, many amach, dovo sherobu matiro, umikzas yechidim eisrim. In other words, if Rav Poskim say that something is muta, but there are mild Poskim who say that it's awesome. So someone who is mach, but not that he is machmir, because he really thinks that it's awesome. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't drink cholov akum, but he thinks that it's muta, but he himself doesn't drink cholov akum. So then is ro'ulezem in anum shochim, achar o'isa, shaloi mach masrayim, not because he's convinced. Let's say in Gerim Rabbonim, they think, I mean, that it's an isagomo. I mean, someone who drinks cholov akum is an avayan, I mean. So, but let's say someone like Rav Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't drink cholov akum, but not machmas rayim. Elokinim sharachov machmas chsidis. Just in the chumah. So the yire shelo in yisya bikach lifnei aneya gibin hev. In other words, so he shouldn't show off. So since if he, let's say, doesn't use cholov akum because he thinks it's really yosher, so he can. So there is nothing wrong in doing it, you know, and saying it and mentioning it before everyone who is naked. But someone who refrains from using cholov akum, not because he thinks it's osir, but machmas chsides, machmas yichumre, so he should refrain from showing that lifnei mi sheneig behed. Lifnei mi sheneig behed. In other words, he shouldn't make a show. In other words, if, let's say, Cholo of Akum will be presented to him. So of course, he's Machmir, even though it's Machmas Chassides. So of course, if he's Machmir, he's Machmir. But he shouldn't push it, you know, aside and say, oh, this is Cholo of Akum, as if something terrible had been done to him. But he should find an excuse not to drink it. This is what he says. It has ulcers. So he gave him all kinds of excuses. He doesn't have cash, this, that. Why did he have to suppress the truth? Mishol lamadu gamke shachochom hanetel yisa v'dovo sherobu matiro v'hu nisha alei sidovo sherashoy leiba lenisha sheyelech leiliplei nichocham mishol lamadu gamke. So in other words, so first he mentions a certain halacha, he uses a certain halacha, that if Roba Matirin, and there is a Miut Paskin, and one Talmud Chochem believes that it's Muta, but he's still Machmir, but he should not mention it. So in other words, that he deduces from this case. So how did the Miri explain this Gemara? That Rabbi Yechanan, in other words, they were a few Chachomim who held that Helsot Mochim, so it's right. But most Chachomim held, and that's the way he passed. But you see that if you, how did, you know, after all, the Gemara discussed it. So in other words, so they were a few Chachomim who held that it's right. But Rav Chachomim held that it's Muta, it's Ksheo. And Rabbi Yechanan himself also held that it's Ksheo. But because they were a few Chachomim who held it's right, so maybe he refrained from eating boso, that the reyeh had smoch. So maybe when somebody pressured him to buy it, he didn't want to buy it because he was machmir. But he tuned in the market, I mean, he'll say, well, I don't buy it, I don't eat any meat. So that would be like yodi. So maybe he tried to avoid a realizer. So it seems that the merely explained the more this way, the Miri explained the Gemara this way. All right. Now, that Rabbi Yechanan really held its mutter. But this is not the way Rashi explained the Gemara. So then he says, Mishom lomadnu gamke shachochom anetel yisa bidobo sharobu matiro. So how is it Mishom lomadnu gamke? Monefshech. If Mishom lomadnu shachochom anetel yisa bidobo sharobu matiro. How did he deduce this halacha? That he deduced from Rashi's pshat. You see, the Miri's pshat is not like that. The Miri's pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yechanan held its mutter. But still, because they were, and most Chachomim held its mutter, but because they were a few Chachomim who held that it's Osea, so Machmas Chassides, he didn't want to eat that meat. But since most Chachomim and held that it's muter and we go Pasach of Poskim, so Mele, he didn't want to say, well, I don't want to eat it. Because that would be a little bit like Yote. A little bit like Yote. Not Mamish Yote, but it would be a little bit like Yote. So, but you can't expect Rabbi Yechanan to eat just because others eat. So, he didn't want to tell the real reason. So that's the Miri's pshat. But then Rashi's pshat is different. Rashi's pshat is that Rabbi Yechanan held was native that it's osa. Rabbi Yechanan native is osa. But Rabbi Yechanan knew that most Chachomim, Rav Chachomim held it's muter. So Mimele, all the Jews, except those Jews who have their own opinion, so they can rely on the Shita of Rav Poskim. I mean, that's the halacha. We, Achir Rabbi Mahatis, you can go with Rav Poskim. So Mimele, he didn't want, this is how Rashi explained it. So he didn't want to pass that it's strange because that psak could be contrary to the shita of poskim. Of poskim. So he says, Mishom Mamadu Gamki, Shahochomanita Nisa Bidova Shabu Matiro, who initial Alisi Dovo, Shahashoy Lima Linishal, Shayelech Liliplini Hochem, Shayudea Beshiatarem. So he's even allowed, because he mentioned the name, the Mishmeter Rablezab Rafshino Latera, even though he didn't agree with that. So he cannot act according to the psak because he has his own daily dino machine of race. But vis-a-vis the person who doesn't have his own judgment, so Mimele, he could tell him, go to the Blessed Rav Shimon, and he will pass him, and that psak will be the deen because that psak is binding vis-a-vis everybody except Rabbi Yochanan, who has his own opinion. So how did he deduce that? That's from Rashi's pshat. He couldn't deduce that from his Gemara according to his pshat. So first he mentioned what follows from this Gemara according to his pshat. Then he mentioned the deen that follows according to Rashi's pshat. Even though he doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat, but that doesn't mean that the deen is not true. He agrees with the deen. So maybe he mentioned the yesh b'sheimer shafu bi'atzmei. Yochelim al nishal, plainly you plainly eat the rule. Van nishal say mechalisi chuvel heter, afal pishu atmenitalisa. So, in other words, that he is allowed to say, so there are 2 days. In other words, if a Hungarian rob will be asked, can you drink cholavakum? So there are 2 days in the mirror. Now, he himself holds that it's nisa gomu, cholavakum. I mean, the Siddhava Poshut, I mean, the Cholavakum is a Nisagom. But will that Hungarian world be allowed to say, Remeshe Feinstnisma? So everybody agrees that the Hungarian world can say, go to Remeshe Feinstn, ask him, why you ask him? But can a Hungarian world say, now he's convinced that Cholavakum is Osea, is he allowed to say, Remeshe Feinstnisma? He certainly is allowed to say, go to Remeshe Feinstn, ask him. But is he allowed to say Rav Meshe Feinstein is Matia? So it seems that in the mirror there are 2 days. V'yesh v'sheimer shafu be'atzme yochaleim alishal u'pleini u'pleini yochaleim alishal pleini u'pleini yitaruo v'anishal seimich alayse tshuva leheter afal pishu atzme yitaruiza. So you see, I mean, tilim shal aloches and this gemar. Alright, now. When I was walking in the Shuke de Gildoye, that's the leather manufacturers. So in their market, so when I was walking in the market of the Talmid Chachomim, Chose Hanach the Kaiman Kande, I saw longs of behemoths that had cysts. And didn't say anything. In other words, that if a long has a cis, so it's still kshel. Ravame v'ravase avechalfe b'shuke nitvarye. Choze hano dikaime tinre tinre. Tinre is much more than a cis. That's a tumor. Tzmochim gdeli mikande. Uchvo hukshu. And became very hard. That's a tumor. V'leamre l'lamide. In other words, I mean, sometimes it happens that the behemoth in the slaughterhouse, you find that there is on the lung, there is a cancerous tumor. The cancerous tumor, and that's also mutter. That's also mutter. In other words, and it is not treife on the basis of later long mesida. That's the gemara, tinre tinre. I mean, that means very big tumors that are very hard. So he says. So it's also mutter. So why should? So it wasn't included in Alochel Mishim Sinai. But how about the Rambam Shite? I mean, that little, why is it different than little Achelien? The answer is, little Achelien, there is no cure. There is no cure. Except maybe to a plastic Achelien, but that's something else. But there is no cure. But for cancer, there is. On a theoretical level, there is a cure. Doctors don't know. So maybe it's not little lungs. But that's the Gemara, that even if a behemoth has a cancerous tumor, and the lung is still kosher. All right, we'll leave it.